We astronomers love numbers. We'll take all the numerals you care to throw at us. But the average person, even taxpayer, is ignorant of even simple stats, like the diameter of the sun. Even the sun's distance, 93 million miles, though known by many, was considered esoteric enough to be the very first million-dollar question on the popular TV show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Surveys show that most folks can recite just a single celestial numeral, 9. That was the number of planets until a few years ago. It probably explains why so many were upset when Pluto was demoted from being classified as a planet. That sole piece of astronomy math in the public mind got yanked away. Our celestial number confusion routinely emerges when people exclaim that they camped under a sky filled with millions of stars. Since the actual number of visible stars, even from dark rural places, is only 2,500. Or when they mention that those stars are millions of light years away. Since the actual average distance to the visible stars is only a few hundred light years. Then we have often repeated incorrect numbers like, there are more stars in the universe than all the grains of sand on Earth. Well, it turns out the visible universe's total star count is about 100 million trillion, and that is much less than Earth's sand grains, when you include all the deserts. So maybe the cosmos isn't that big after all, or maybe it means that there's more room to spread a beach blanket than we imagine. Anyway, the bottom line has always been making sense of the universe. Though dealing with taxes may not be a particularly helpful step in that direction, numbers will remain so crucial in comprehending the cosmos, we'll never be able to write them off. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.